Let's turn to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. It's the unofficial beginning of the holiday gift season this weekend, and there's a chance you might be needing to find that perfect gift for somebody on your list. So to solve that problem of that hard-to-shop-for individual, we turn to Jim Reed, Regional Director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Jim's got a list. He's been checking it twice. That's because that's what prepared people do.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Good. Shannon, I'm sorry about your turkey. Hopefully your refrigerator is set in a warm setting there.
I know. I think that it qualifies under the definition of not prepared. So let's talk about ways we can all up our preparedness.
One of the things that I think people, you know, we talk about this quite often, but one of the things people overlook is, how do we say I care? Christmas is about giving gifts, and I think something that we can give them is maybe some gifts that may help them get through a disaster a lot easier, or at least have them somewhat prepared, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So what are some of those gifts that not only say that you care, but can help somebody make sure that they are prepared for the holiday season and even beyond?
There's a couple things. We have solar-powered radios that are kind of cool. They can keep you up with weather radios and what's going on, as well as emergency notifications. The one things that my grandkids really like is my walkie-talkies. I know they come over and they'll test them out for me and make sure they work, and they'll be all over the house. I think those are good to have as well. A good set of walkie-talkies to keep in touch with your loved ones.
Any other ideas? Because I know that when you're looking at ways that people can stay prepared, it definitely helps to have a long list.
Let's talk about fire prevention for a little bit. There's going to be a lot of cooking and a lot of things going on. And one of the things that I think that we buy once and we think they last forever are fire extinguishers. And, you know, you can never have enough fire extinguishers, obviously, right? But keep in mind, they do expire. Some may have recalls. So I would just look at your fire extinguisher, see if it's still in the green. Maybe get online and see if there's been an issue with whether there's a recall on that particular fire extinguisher or not. And then, you know, we always talk about this wildland fire, a chainsaw, maybe some gutter gift certificate for gutter covers, maybe some landscaping. Maybe pay to have some of their landscaping done to make your family's home safer. Just some neat things. A chipper shredder, a little expensive, but you can always contract that out with someone to help chip some of that foliage that you clean up around your property.
Yeah, and of course, you know, there's always those gifts that might seem a little unusual at the time, but definitely useful. I remember right after I got my driver's license, one of the best gifts I got that Christmas was a roadside emergency kit just to keep in the car, and I think I still have that kit replenished, obviously, but still in my truck with me today.
You know, that's very true. I have a 18-year-old grandson who's now driving, and I gave him an emergency blanket. I gave him a first aid kit that had a tourniquet in it. Tourniquets are really, really handy, and they're good to have. Anything solar-powered, whether it's a flashlight. You know, the other thing, too, is those rechargeable batteries that you can use to keep your cell phone charged. I know how many people have got stuck in blizzards and their phone is dying. That's a neat little tool to have. Maybe some non-perishable food. We always talk about generators. I just bought one last year for the house. Make sure we have that. Multi-tools, utility tools are always good to have. I guess the thing is, you're telling someone, here's some tools to help you survive. You may look at them now and go, oh, what's this, you know? But in the end, it'll become quite useful for them, especially with the weather that we have here and the threat of wildland fire.
Right. And even if they never have occasion to use them, the peace of mind some of these preparedness tools will offer is priceless. I mean, you really can't put a value on that. I know I have my weather radio. I've never used it, but it's so nice knowing it's right there plugged into the wall, ready to go should we need it. Jim, finally, where can we find information on how to look more into these lists?
So please go to PPROEM.com. under Ready and Resilient Neighborhoods. I think you'll find a lot of information in there. And, snow season is coming up, so emergency blankets, external batteries for your phone and stuff are real important, food, water in your car. So I wish you all a happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, and please be safe. And thank you.
Thank you as well, Jim Reed with the Emergency Management Office. Thank you so much, as always, for providing that valuable information and some suggestions to help make sure we can keep ourselves and our families safe throughout the winter months.